Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What made Buffalo an attractive landing spot for you?
I think just talking to Ralph and Jason, I like what Buffalo's got going. I think talking to Ralph, he has some really good ideas on how to play, and it's a really young and exciting team. So I'm looking forward to it, and once I come down to it, I was really happy that, you know, I ended up going to Buffalo.
Marcus Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Just based on your early conversations with Ralph and Jason, does it sound like you're going to stick it at left wing? Can you help at center? I guess what was sort of the role that they told you about?
We didn't really discuss that too much. I think wherever I can help and play, I'm there for it and whatever it needs me to do. So I've played both. I've played mostly left wing over the last however many years, but whatever they need me to do, I'm up for it. I think that's why everyone comes and plays. You want to help the team win, and that's my main focus. And if it's at center, it is. And if it's at left wing, and I'm happy to do both.
Hey, Marcus, Joe Yerden from The Athletic. I was curious about what about in Boston that helped you kind of get re-sparked after leaving New Jersey?
I think, first of all, it was a really good group of guys. It made me feel comfortable right away and felt like I was part of the group. And then I think we played hockey that kind of fit me and was able to play my game from the start and made me comfortable playing my game. And I think that's the main reason, you know, and having guys in the locker room, just, you know, being positive and pushing each other. I think that was a big part of it.
Marcus, Mike Paco from the Hockey Buzz. How much difference was there between Washington and Boston in terms of style of play? And did you discuss styles of play that would be similar to with the Sabres?
I don't think styles of play are that different, actually, from Washington and Boston. But I think it just fit me. I think, it was defense we played and then trying to just get the puck back as quick as possible and play offense and then being able to do what you're good at and use your offensive skills a lot. And I think that, you know, made guys very comfortable offensively in both those teams. And I don't think Ralph is very different than that either. And I think, you know, the skill that Buffalo have with Jack Eichel and Skinner and then even on defense with Rasmus Dahlin and all those guys, I think that's going to help them too.
Hey, Marcus Nikolakowski again, Computer Store in Buffalo. You know, Ralph, since he's been hired, has talked a lot about culture and getting guys with a winning pedigree who have some postseason experience. From a leadership standpoint, what can you bring to this locker room and on the ice that could maybe help turn the corner for this young team?
I mean, I think, just like I said, when I got to Boston, you got to make sure everyone's comfortable. You got to be open to things. It's got to be a positive vibe. You got to, you know, want to move forward together. And you know, it's a game of mistakes, and you got to be able to make mistakes and move forward and not dwell too much on things that go wrong. And it's such a long season. And I think if you get everyone on the same page and work together and like I said, if there is mistakes, you work them out together and you learn from it and move on. And I think especially with a young group like this, that's very important.
Hey, Marcus. You mentioned center a little earlier, but what exactly is your history playing it? I guess you played it in 15-16 for a chunk of the season. Like, did you grow up playing it? What other times have you played it, I guess?
I played center when I came from Sweden, and then I think my first year or two in Washington, I was center. And then, like you said, a few years ago, we had some injuries in Washington, and I played center. But mostly it's been left wing pretty much since I came over here. But I kind of started my career playing center and have jumped in a few times after that.
Hey, Marcus, Adam Bellini with WGRZ-TV in Buffalo. And you've kind of touched on this, I think, to an extent, but I'm sure you're familiar with the background with Buffalo, where they have been in a long playoff drought. What convinces you that now is the time that this team is ready to turn a corner, I suppose, in making your decision? You kind of suggest that.
I mean, all these young guys, you know, the more they play, the more they learn, and I think you get more and more experience. And I think last year they showed in the beginning of the year that how capable they are of playing good hockey, and you just got to keep it at a good level throughout, you know, most of the seasons. There are always highs and lows, but, you know, try and, like I said, keep everyone positive, and you got to keep everyone moving forward, even though, you know, you have rough patches and everything. And, you know, with all these young players being so good, I mean, they learn from everything. And I think that with all the talent they have, and it's gonna go well.
Hey, Marcus, Joe Yurden from The Athletic again. What was it that Ralph told you that put you over the top, that told you that you had to come?
No, just, you know, talking to him, he's, first of all, seems like a really, really good person, and then seems like a good coach, a player's coach, and, you know, very welcoming right from the start. And I think some of the ideas he has and the way he wants to play hockey too, and for the young guys, it's exciting, and I, you know, it's something that I'm excited to be a part of too.
Marcus, Lions Play Sox, become a Buffalo News again. I'm sure in some ways your time in New Jersey didn't go the way that you had planned. What did you learn about yourself, you know, as a player, as a person during your time there?
I think I learned a lot. But, I mean, it didn't go as planned. I was hurt a lot and kind of unfortunate. But once I was healthy, I felt that, you know, it went well, and I felt that I kind of found myself as a player a little bit too, and I kind of got some of the results of that in Boston, I guess. But I wish it would have gone better, in the sense that I wish I could have been a little healthier when I was there, but that's part of the game too, I guess.
Marcus, Mike Paco from Hockey Buzz again.
So you got interested in the Devils and the Sabres as well, but I guess how, I mean, Devils didn't work out great for you in terms of the success you guys had as a team or didn't have this season, but is there a bright future ahead for those guys in New Jersey with what Ray's doing and bringing guys in?
Sorry, I kind of lost you there for a sec. Can you take that again?
Yeah, it's just looking back at your time in New Jersey, and obviously you were hurt for stretches of that time, but you look at that team and what Ray Shero has done there. How optimistic are you about that team, and were you ever close, I guess, to going back there?
I think they're making some good moves. They have some really good young players, obviously. Jack Hughes as well, I think, is obviously big for them, and I think that they're taking steps in the right direction. So that's good for them.
Hey, Marcus, Mike Paco from HockeyBuzz.com again. You played a lot of left wing and had a number of centers. What are the traits in the center that brings out the best of your game?
At center, sorry?
What are the traits of a center that you played with that have brought out the best in your game?
Oh, I think I've played with a lot of different types of centers. I think playing lastly with Coyle in Boston worked really well. I think we just both fit in Boston system, and I think we kind of clicked right from the start. But, you know, he's just a center that, you know, he works really hard. He was strong on the puck, and he was making plays. And you know, he's just such a strong skater, too, that he creates room for his line mix, too. And, you know, the way that he played, I think, obviously helped my game a lot. So I really enjoyed playing with Coyle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.